And the pasuk continues. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kadesh li kol bechor, make holy to me every firstborn, Peter kol rechem, bivnei Yisrael, the opening of every womb, the one who emerges first from the womb by Klal Yisrael, v'odom uva behema lihu, by a man, by a firstborn, by people, uva behema, and by animals, lihu, it is mine, I was kinda them, when I killed every Bechor in the land of Mitzrayim, and I saved the Jewish firstborns. Vayomer Moshe la'om, and Moshe said to the Am, Zochor es hayom hazeh asher yitzasem mimitzrayim mibeis avodim. Always remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim from the house of bondage. Ki b'chayzik yod, because of a strong hand, hoitzi Hashem eschem mizeh, Hashem took you out from here. V'lo yeyochel chametz, and chametz should not be eaten. Hayom atem yoytzim, b'chodesh ha'aviv. Look, you are going out today, in the month of the spring, when the weather is nice. Hashem even took that in consideration, to take you out when the weather is nice. It is not cold, nor hot, nor rainy. And it will be when Hashem will bring you to the land of the seven nations, even though it only lists five. Rashi explains that the other two are included in the name Knani. That Hashem swore to your fathers to give you, to Avram, to Yitzchak and Yaakov, if he made a shvua. Eretz zavas cholav u'dvash, this land that flows milk from goats and honey from dates and figs. Bo'avadato es ho'avoida hazois b'chodesh hazeh. And you should do this avoida of Korban Pesach in this month. The pasuk seems to be superfluous, because earlier we already said that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should bring the Korban Pesach. Pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'hoyo kisavoyu el ha'oretz, Asher yitin Hashem lochem kasher diber, u'shemartem es ho'avoyda hazois. So why is this pasuk repeating this again? And Rashi says, because the first parasha in Perek Yud Beis was referring to the Ben Rosha. And this parasha is referring to the son who is Eino Yedei Lishol. He does not know how to ask a question. And therefore the pasuk is telling you, V'yigadat elavincha in Pasuk Ches, that you should start the conversation with him and tell him things of Agada that are Moshech the Lev. Shivas yomim toichal matzois, for 7 days you shall eat matzois. Uvayom ha'shvi'i chag l'Hashem, and on the seventh day will be Yontif. Why does the pasuk only mention uvayom ha'shvi'i chag l'Hashem, and not like it said earlier that uvayom harishon is also a chag? Ramban explains, because it is stressing over here that on the seventh day, if you do not bring the karbonos that are supposed to be brought on the seventh day, then there is no tashlumen. You cannot make it up anymore. As opposed to Bayom HaRishon, there is a makeup for all 7 days. Matzois yeyochel eshivas hayomim. Matzois shall be eaten all 7 days. V'lo yeroa lecho chametz v'lo yeroa lecho se'or b'chol gbulecho. It should not be seen to you chametz or se'or in all your borders. Mefarshim ask, what is it repeating over here in Pasuk Zion, Matzos Yeyochel Eshivas Hayomim? In Pasuk Vav it says already, Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzos. The Vilna Gaon answers that if you look, there are two differences in the Pasuk. In Pasuk Vav it says Toichal, in Pasuk Zion it says Yeyochel. In Pasuk Vav, Matzos is Chaser Vav, and in Pasuk Zion, Matzos is written Mole with a Vav. And he explains that Pasuk Vav is referring to the mitzvah of eating matzah on the individual. Shivas yomim toichal matzos. 7 days you shall eat matzos. Over there, matzos is chaser. It's without a vav, because a person only has to eat the shear of a kezias. Pasuk Zion says, matzos yeochel, matzos shall be eaten. That means somebody else is giving the matzah to this person. The matzos shall be eaten ayidei acherim. Other people are giving you this matzah. This is referring to the mitzvah of kimcha de pischa, mois chitim, giving money to aniyim in order that they can buy matzah. So matzah is yeochel, the matzah is that will be eaten by poor people through your money, that is matzah is mole. It is written mole because it is not enough to give a kezias, but rather you have to give tzedakah kedei sevia, the amount that would make him satisfied. That is why over there it is written mole. Also in this pasuk it says the lav of the lo yeroa lecha chametz. Earlier we said the lav of lo yemotze. These are two lavim, bal yeroa and bal yemotze. sometimes one can be over both lavim together. For example, if the chametz is in the open, it is seen, then he will be over bal yirah and bal yimatzi. But if it is tamun, if it is hidden and not seen, the Kesef of Mishnah says a person will only be over the lav of bal yimatzi, not bal yirah. And you shall relate to your son on that day, saying, you will start the conversation. This is a son who is eino yedea lishol. Ba'avur zeh, because of this, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, also Hashem li b'teisim in Mitzrayim. Hashem did these nisim to me when we went out of Mitzrayim. V'hoyo l'cho l'ois al yodcho, and this shall be, Yitzias Mitzrayim shall be for you as a sign on your hand, referring to Tefillin Shel Yad, worn on the left hand, which later on the Pasuk says, Yad Cha Yud Dalad Chav He Yad Keya, the weaker hand, Ulizikarin Beinei Necho, and it should also be as a remembrance between your eyes, Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is worn on the head. L'mantia Teres Hashem Beficho, in order that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth, Ki Biyod Chazoko Hoitziyacho Hashem Mitzrayim, because of a strong hand Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. V'shomarto Asachuka Hazois, and you should watch this chayk, this decree of Karban Pesach, L'moyado in its time, V'yamim Yomimo, from year to year. This is the parasha called Kadesh. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Bey starts off Kadesh Likol Bechor. The next parasha, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, starts with V'hoyo Kiviyacho. These are the parashiyos that are written in Tefillin. Tefillin has four parashiyos in it. Kadesh, V'hoyo Kiviyacho, Shema, and V'hoyo Im Shemoya. And they are all put inside the boxes of the Tefillin. There is a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the order should be. Rashi learns the order is the way it is written in the Torah. Kadesh, V'hoyo Kiviyacho, then Shema, and then V'hoyo Im Shemoya. Rabbeinu Tam switches the order of Shema and V'hoyo Im Shemaya, and he said V'hoyo Im Shemaya is first, and then comes Shema. Since we paskin like Rashi, most people wear only Tefillin Rashi. But some people, in order to be Yotze Bol Shittis, also wear Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. And Rashi says, Pasuk Beis, Petah Kol Rechem, the opening of every womb, Sheposach Es HaRechem, the one that opened the womb, Tchila first, that is the firstborn. Kimoy, just like it says in the Pasuk, Poter Mayim Reishis Modoin. Like the opening of water, to let the water out, Reishis Modoin, that's the way a beginning of a fight starts. Mechein Yaftiru B'Safa. What is that? Which means, Yiftechu Sifosayim, opening lips. Lihu, the firstborns belong to me. La'atzmi Konisem, I was kind of them to myself, Ayedei Sheikesi Bechor Mitzrayim, through the fact that I hit the Bechor Mitzrayim and saved the Jews. Zochar Seyom Azeh, remember this day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Limeid, this teaches us, Shemaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim, that one is supposed to and has an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. And we do that in Kriya Shema, when we say, at the end of Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Lelokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, and this is the pasuk that it is based on. So Rashi writes, B'chodesh Ha'oviv, see that I took you out in the spring. B'chi Loi Hayinu Yoidin Be'ezeh Chodesh Yatzu, don't we know when the Yidin went out, that the pasuk has to say that you went out in the Chodesh Ha'oviv? Elokach Ha'omelahem, this is what he told them. Ru'u, see Chesed Shugamalchem, the kindness that Hashem did for you. Shehoitzi Eschem B'chodesh Shukasher Lotzeis, he took you out in a month that is good. It is good to go out. Lo'chamo v'lo'tzino v'lo'gishamim, not too hot, not too cold, and not rainy. Echenu Oimer, and so does the pasuk say in Tehillim, Moitzei Asirim B'kosharis, he takes out the prisoners B'kosharis. What does that mean? Chodesh Shukasher Lotzeis, a month that is good to go out in. El Eretz HaKnani, I will bring you to the land of the Shiva Umais, Afal Pishalei Mono Elech HaMisha Amamin, even though it only mentions five here, called Shiva Goyim B'mashma, it means all seven. Shekulam Bechlal Knani Heim, they are all included in Knani. V'achas Mimishpachas Knani Hoysa, Shlei Nikra Lo Shem Elech Knani. But there was one that the name was only Knani. One nation was only called Knani, but all the other ones can be included in Knani also. So whatever was missing is included in Knani. Nishba l'Avisecha, I swore to your fathers to give you Eretz Yisrael. Ba'avram u'oimer, ba'yemahu koris Hashem es Avram. By Avram, it says on that day, Hashem was Kairos Bris with Avram by the Bris Ben Absarim to give him Eretz Yisrael. Well, by Yitzchak, Gur Ba'aretz Hazois. By Yitzchak, it says, live in this land, and I will give you Eretz Yisrael, and I will keep my Shvuah to Avram. Well, by Yaakov, and by Yaakov, it says, Ha'aretz Asher Atosh Shoichev Aleho. The land that you are living, that you are lying on, I will give you. And since the pasuk mentions right before that, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha Elokei Yitzchak, I am Hashem, the God of Avram and Yitzchak. So therefore, it means that he will keep the promise that he made to Avram to Yaakov also. So we find the actual promise by Avram, and we see it stretched over also to Yitzchak and Yaakov. Zavas Cholav Utvash. It is a land that flows milk and honey. Cholav Zav Mino Izim. Milk flows from the goats. Vatvash and honey Zav Minatmarim Uminatehenim. Is flowing from dates and figs. For some reason, Rashi only mentions this and explains what Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash is over here in Parshas Bo'i. He could have already explained this in Parshas Shemois, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, where over there also he says, I am bringing you El Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. Rashi over there does not mention anything. Eso Avoida Hazois, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you will do this Avoida of Karban Pesach. So avodah zoi shel Pesach of Karban Pesach. Valikvar nemar lamalo. Didn't the pasuk already say earlier v'hoyo kisavoyu el aoretz and you will do the avodah of Karban Pesach? V'lomo chozar v'shono. Why does it say it again? B'shvil dover sheneshchadish bo. Because there was something new in this parsha. B'parsha v'shono nemar. In the first parsha it says v'hoyo kiyemru aleichem b'neichem. Moho avodah hazoi slochem. The pasuk says that the son will ask, what is this avodah to you? Beben Rasha Hakosim Medaber. The pasuk is referring to a son who is a Rasha. Shehoisei Etz Atzmoy Min HaKlal. He took himself out of the rule. He said, what is this avodah to you? Not to himself. The Khan, and this parasha is talking about Vigadat Levincha. Beben She'eni Yodei Lishoel. By a son that does not know how to ask. Vakosim Lamedcha. And the Torah is telling you, She'tiftach Loi Ato, that you should start the conversation with him, B'divrei Agoda, with words of Agoda, of Medrash, Hamoshchin Esalev, that arouse interest. And that is why it is separated into two different parshas. Bavur Zeh, we tell the Ben She'enei Yedei Lishol, Bavur Zeh, because of this, Bavur She'akayim Mitzvoisa, because I kept the mitzvahs of Hashem, Kigoin Pesach Matzah Umar, Halalu, these Pesach Matzah Mer, therefore Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Also Hashem Li, Hashem did this to me. Remez Tshuva LeBen Rasha. These words are a hint, what we answer to the Ben Rasha, Leimar, to say, Asa Hashem Li, Hashem did this for me, V'loy Lecha, but not for you, the Ben Rasha. She'ilu Ha'yisa Shom, Loy Ha'yisa Kedai Ligoel. If you would have been there, you would not have been fit to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah mention the answer to the Ben Rasha while we are still dealing with the Ben She'enei Yedei Lishol? Maskal and David learns, because every Eni Yedei Lishol has potential to become a Rasha. If a person is not learned, he is Eni Yedei Lishol, he does not know the different halachas and the different aspects of Jewish life. Eventually, he will become a Rasha, because it says, Ein Habar Yirei Chet. Somebody who does not know how to learn cannot have fear of God, cannot have fear of Averis, and eventually he can become a Rasha. And that is why we hint to the Eni Yedei Lishol that this can happen to him by giving him the answer we would give to the Ben Rasha. It will be to you for a sign. Yitzias Mitzrayim will be for you a sign on your hand and on your head. This means that you should write these parshiyos. Shema v'hoyim shemoya kadosh v'hoyah kiviyacho u'sekashrom b'roish u'vizroya, and tie them on the tefillin shel roish and the tefillin shel yad. Al yadcha yad smol. This means your left hand. Lefikach yadcha mole b'parsha shniya. In pasuk tezayin it says yadcha yud dalet chafhei, which means lidreish ba yad shei keya, to darshin the weaker hand, the hand that is keya. And this avoda of Karban Pesach you shall do miyomim yomimo, mishana l'shana, from year to year. And the pasuk continues v'hoya kiviyach Hashem. It will be when Hashem will bring you El Eretz HaKnani, to the land of the Knani. This pasuk, all seven nations are included in Knani. Kasher nishba l'cho v'la v'secho, like Hashem swore to you and your fathers that he will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. unesanalach, and he will give her to you. He will give Eretz Yisrael to you. Rashi explained that every generation should look at Eretz Yisrael as if it was just given to them, not as if it was a Yerusha, an inheritance from previous generations. And what shall you do when you come into Eretz Yisrael? V'ha'avarta kol petarechem l'Hashem. You shall separate every bechor, every firstborn, to Hashem. V'chol petar sheger behema, and every firstborn sheger that we emerged from an animal, hashegiyah l'cho hazacharim, that will be to you, the male ones, l'Hashem, they should be separated to Hashem. So the pasuk is saying the mitzvah of bechor. In pasuk Yud Aleph it says this only took place when you will come into Eretz Yisrael. So some learn that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor only took place in Eretz Yisrael and not in the Midbar. Others learn the pasuk means to say that if you keep the mitzvah of Bechor in the Midbar, then you will be zeichet to keep it in Eretz Yisrael. So there is a machlokes if they kept the mitzvah of Bechor in the Midbar or not. V'chol petach hamor tifteh v'seh, and every firstborn donkey you shall redeem with a sheep, which means that the only behemoth tmeya that had kedushas bechor was the chamor. Rashi brings down two reasons: either because the mitzriim were compared to chamor, therefore we gave a special kedusha to the firstborns of the chamor, or since the donkeys helped the Jews take their great wealth out of Mitzrayim, therefore we gave kedusha to this behemoth tmeya, to the chamor. And what do you do with this chamor? Tif devaseh, you redeem it with a sheep. You give a sheep to the kohen. This sheep remains chulin, and that takes off the kedusha of the chamor. The kohen can use the sheep, and the Yisrael can now use the chamor. Ve'imloy sifte, if you do not redeem the chamor with this sheep, you want the kohen to lose money by not having your sheep. Ve'araftoy, then we break the neck of the chamor, and we say, if you caused a loss of money to the kohen, now we will cause you also to have a loss of money. And every firstborn shall be redeemed with 5 shekel. And it will be when your child will ask you, machar. Machar here means at a later date. Lamer saying, mazois, what is this? This is the third son. This is the son that is a tam. He does not know how to ask a deep question. All he says is, mazois, what is this? And you shall say to him, with a strong hand, Hashem took us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it was when Paro was stubborn and did not want to send us out. And Hashem killed every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Al kain, therefore, I shech to Hashem, kol petarechem azcharim, every firstborn zachar of an animal I bring as a carbon, v'chol b'char bonai efteh, and every firstborn of my children I will redeem from the kohen. This is the answer that we give to the tam, to the person that is a very simple child. It is very interesting that we find this tam, the answer we give to the tam, being different than what we said to the Rasha and to the Eni Yedei Lishol. By the Rasha and Eni Yedei Lishol, it seems to be that we were discussing Karban Pesach with them. By the Rasha, he asks, Mo ho avoyda hazois lochem? And we say, Va'amartem zevach Pesachu, it's a Karban Pesach. By the Eni Yedei Lishol, we say, V'igadat lovincha bayem ahuleymor, bavur zeh, because of this, Pesach, matzah umor, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. For some reason, by the Tam, we do not mention Karban Pesach, but rather, we discuss with him Pidyon HaBen and Kiddush Bechor. We say to the Tam, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and saved our firstborns, therefore for future generations we make holy and we are Mekadesh our firstborns to be redeemed from the Kohen and our firstborn animals to be brought as Karbonos. So why is there a difference? Why is the discussion by Rasha and Eni Yedei Lishol concerning Karban Pesach, and over here it is a discussion concerning the Kedusha of Bechor? And the pasuk continues, V'hoya lo'ois al yodcha, and Yetzias Mitzrayim will be a sign on your weaker hand, your left hand, u'l'toytofos ben einecho, and for tefillin, consisting of 4 parshiyos between your eyes, tat in kaspi means 2, and pas in afriki means 2, so toytofos means 4. four parshas that will be worn between your eyes. Ki b'chayzek yad hotziyanu Hashem mi'mitzrayim, because with a strong hand Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Pasuk Yud Aleph. It will be when he will bring you. There are those of our Chachamim that learn from here that the Bechoris that were born in the Midbar did not have a Kedusha of Bechor, because the Pasuk seems to say that the whole Kedusha takes place when you come into Eretz Yisrael. But those that say that in the Midbar it also had a Kedusha, Mefarish Biazu Loimar, he explains this bia, this coming into Eretz Yisrael, loimar, to say, im tekaimu b'midbar, if you will keep the mitzvah of Bechor in the midbar, tizku likones la'aretz utekaimu husham, then you will merit to come into Eretz Yisrael and be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor over there too. The land that Hashem swore to you, nishbalcha, vehecha nishbalcha, where did he actually swear to Klal Yisrael that he would give them Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, Ve'vesi eschem hela oretz, I will bring you to the land, Asher Nesasi es Yodi, that I picked up my hand to give to you, to swear to give to you. Although this Pasuk does not mention a Shvua to Klal Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Ve'vesi eschem hela oretz, I will bring you to the land, Asher Nesasi es Yodi, that I picked up my hand to swear. Lo seis oiso lavrom liyitzchul Yaakov, I picked up my hands to swear to give it to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So in this pasuk we see that there was a shvua made to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not that there was a shvua made to Klal Yisrael. But since the pasuk continues and says, "V'nosati oiso lochem mayrosho ani Hashem," that I am giving this to you as a Yerusha, I am Hashem, Rashi understood that the shvua was nimshach and was pulled over also to Klal Yisrael, even though the shvua itself was actually made to the Avos. So Rashi, Unasana Loch, I will give her to you. Tehei Beinecha, Eretz Yisrael should be considered in your eyes. Ki ilu Unasana Loch, Boy Bayoim, as if it was given to you on this very day. Va'al Tehei Beinecha Ki Yerushas Avos, it shall not be considered like it was an inheritance from previous generations from your fathers. Va'havarta, Ein Va'havarta El Eloshim Va'afrosha, the word Havarta means you shall separate. And the pasuk also said, you shall separate the nachla to his daughter. So Rashi sheger behema. Rashi is bothered in the pasuk because the pasuk starts off, you shall separate every firstborn to Hashem. Rashi understood that this it was referring to the firstborns of people and animals. So what is the pasuk continuing? What is that adding on if people and animals were included in the first statement? So Rashi, what does it mean, Sheger Behema? Nathal. It means a premature child. Sheshagrosoi imoi vishalachtoi beloi itoi, that the mother sent it forth before its time. Vilametcha, and the Pasuk is coming, Vilametcha Kosov, and the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Shehu Kadosh Bebechira, that this firstborn Nathal has a Kedusha of Bechira, Liftar Esabar Acharam, to pater and to exclude the next child, that the next child is not considered a Bechor anymore. The Nephil is the Bechor, and the second one is not the Bechor. V'av she'en a Nephil kari Sheger. And even a child that is not a Nephil, the Pasuk can sometimes call Sheger. Kimoi Shigar alofecho, the offsprings of your cattle. Avozeh loybo elolamed ala Nephil. But this pasuk, when it says Sheger Behema, is only coming to teach me about a Nephil. Shari Kvaksiv, Kolpetarechem. The pasuk already started saying in the beginning of the pasuk, Vavarta Kolpetarechem. And that included Adam and Behema. So what does it mean, Vacholpetar Sheger Behema? So this over here, the Sheger, is coming to teach me on a Nephil, to tell you that the Nephil is considered a Bechar, to pater the one after it. Ve'im Taimar, and if you'll want to say, Ah, Bechor Behemoth Tmeah B'mashma, the Pasuk is coming to include that a Behemoth Tmeah also has a Kedusha of Bechor. On that he says no. But Upirish B'makam Acher, the Pasuk comes and explains in another place, B'Bekarcha U'Vitzoincha, that the Kedusha of Bechor is only by Bokor and Tzoin, and not by Behemoth Tmeah. Lashon Acher, there's another pshat in the Pasuk. Yesh L'Farish, we can explain, V'Avarta Kol Petarechem B'Bechor Odom HaKosim Medaber. The Pasuk, when it starts off, Avarta Kol Petarechem, is referring to Bechor Adam only. Bechor Petar Sheger Behema is referring to the Kedusha of a firstborn animal. So now we have two ways in learning the pasuk. Either you can learn va'avarta kol peter rechem l'Hashem is referring to Adam and Behema, v'chol peter sheger Behema is coming to include a navel, or va'avarta kol peter rechem l'Hashem is referring to b'chor Adam, v'chol peter sheger Behema is referring to b'chor Behema. Zot Rashi va'ite pasuk yud gimel peter chamor. Why did the chamor get a kedusha? V'loy peter shar Behema tmeya. But not the firstborn of other behemoth mayas. Gezeris hakosafu. It is a decree in the Torah. Lefish and nimshalu b'charim Mitzrayim l'chamar. Since the firstborns of Mitzrayim were compared to donkeys, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, therefore we gave special kedusha to a b'char of a chamar, to say that you must redeem it with a set. V'oid shesiyaya es Yisrael b'yitzias Mitzrayim, because the donkeys helped the Bnei Yisrael carry things out when they went out of Mitzrayim. She'ein l'cho echad miYisrael shlo not al harba chamarim. There was not one Jew that did not take many donkeys to unam mikaspam umizahavam shlo Mitzrayim, loaded with silver and gold belonging to the Mitzrayim. Since they helped the Yidden carry, therefore they were zeicha to have a kedusha of chamar. Tiftev is set. You shall redeem it with a sheep. Noisin sel l'koyin. The person gives a sheep to the koyin. Then the petachamor becomes mutter bahano, v'aseh chulin b'yakoyin, and the seh remains chulin, not kadosh, in the hands of the koyin. V'araftei, if you do not want to give the seh, then v'araftei, arfei v'kupitz me'achora v'hargoy. We knock off the back of the neck with a hatchet, and we kill the donkey. Hu hifsin mamoinu shel koyin, this Yisrael wanted the kohen to lose money by not giving him the sheep. Lefikoch yafsid mamoinoi. Therefore, we make him lose money by losing his chamar. B'chol b'char adam b'vonecha tifte. You shall redeem every firstborn male. Chomesh sloim pidyone kotsuv b'makam acher. 5 shekel is the amount of redemption, and that is stated in another place in Parshas Korach. Ki yishalcha bincha machar. When your son will ask machar. Yesh machar shu achshav. Sometimes machar means now, like tomorrow. V'yesh machar shu l'achazman. Sometimes machar means at a later date. K'goin zeh, like over here, your child will ask at a later date. U'k'goin machar yomru b'neichem levaneinu. At a later date, your children will say to our children, to b'nei God u'b'nei Ruvein. In the parasha of b'nei God and b'nei Ruvein in Yeshua. Mazois, zot Rashi, zeh tinoik tipesh. This is a foolish child, a tam. He does not know how to ask a deep question. And he asks very vaguely. Mazois, what is this? And in another place it says in Devarim, in Devarim it is referring to the she'ela, the question of the chacham. So now we see that the Torah speaks concerning 4 different type of children. Tam, that's this pasuk here. Rasha, which we stated earlier. Eni Yedeh Lishoil, the Eni Yedeh Lishoil, which we also stated before. And in Dvarim, Vahashoil Derech Chochma, the one who asks Derech Chochma. It's interesting the lashon of Rashi here, because Rashi says Tam, Rasha, Eni Yedeh Lishoil, and does not say Chocham, but rather Vahashoil Derech Chochma. Why doesn't Rashi just call him a Chocham, just like he calls the other one a Rasha? Why does he say Vahashoyel derech chachma? Ulatoy tafa is bene necha. Tefillin, it's referring to tefillin. Hashem shehem arbo batim, since there are 4 compartments in it, kuyim toy tafois. Tat be kaspi shdayim, pas be afriki shdayim. In the country of Kaspi, tat means 2. In the country of Afriki, shdayim means 2. So toy tafois means 4 parshios. Umenachem chibroi, Menachem is mechaber this word, im behetav eldarim. And he spoke to the south. Al tatifu, do not talk. Lashon dibur, it means a lashon of talking. K'mayt ulizikarim b'neinecha, just like earlier we said that tefillin shel roish will be a zikarim b'neinecha, a remembrance between your eyes. Ha'amura b'parasha rishona, when it said it in the first parasha, in the parasha of Kadesh, sha'roya oisam k'shurim b'neinayim, the one who sees the tefillin tied between the eyes, yizkar ha'nes, will remember the nes, and that's why it's called a zikarim. Be a dabru boy, and he will also speak about it, and that's why it's called toitafois It is something that is spoken about. So we have two pshatim in the word taitafos. Either it means four parshios, or it means something that is spoken about, something that is remembered and spoken about. The nisim, and the makos that happened when they went out of Mitzrayim.